views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. And you, Daryl, my wonderful intuitive co-host. We are raring to go. We are getting our card reading hat on. And those of you joining us from Periscope, hello, hello. You know, Periscope is a free app. And while you're listening to us here, you can also be watching us on your Periscope app. So if you, is it only available? Lisa's here too. Lisa's the one that kind of skulks behind the camera here. It's only available for smartphones and computers, or can you?
I believe iPads and smartphones.
Okay.
So your laptop will not be a scope friendly.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So those of you who are new and just joining us for the very first time, first of all, welcome. And second of all, I'd like you to know that all I use is an ordinary deck of poker cards, I guess you could say. It's a method called personal prophecy that my grandmother taught me well over 30 years ago, after she passed away approximately 2 years after I first started to learn. I did a huge amount of research. Of course, back then in the early 80s, there was no internet. So I mainly had to work through libraries and things of that nature. But I really could not find anything pertaining specifically to this method. Yes, there are other methods out there. There's an Italian system. There are other methods that people use. Tarot is also a very beautiful system. This is not like tarot. So just to differentiate, this is an entirely different method for perceiving the future. And what makes personal prophecy just that much more unique, dynamic, and revolutionary in terms of our lives is we're able to perceive the future right now today and improve it before we even get there. And I love that, because why should you simply have to accept, well, say a fortune that a fortune teller would give you, when there's so much power that we have over the future, right now in the present.
And for those of you that want to talk to us today, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Standing by to answer all your questions.
Nobody will recognize you. Pretty much guarantee it. So don't be hesitant. We love when people call us. And Periscope, you never let us down with people having questions galore for us. So I do have my cards all prepared, and I'm just waiting to find out who would like to be first.
Yeah, but let's get things off on the right track. My stance on these cards, this is Lisa, is that these cards are really manifestation tools.
Yes.
And I know that they really help you get back into the nitty-gritty of what's going on with someone, how that person thinks and feels. So I'm going to jump in there and share with all of your listeners and our scope people here and throw it out there. And I'm going to take the plunge for your very first reading today on the air.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. So for those of you who've been following the show for a while, I'm a huge advocate of this method. And I have been seeing someone who is currently deployed overseas in the Army. And he's been gone for quite a while now. Don't have a return date yet. But could you take a look and see how he is feeling about us?
I certainly can. That's the one thing that I do have to stress. This method is awesome when it comes to affairs of the heart. Emotions, that's an energy that is very strong in terms of our lives. So you're going to have to give me a minute while I lay Lisa's cards out. Now, we are not doing just a one card draw like many do here on Periscope or say on the radio. I actually use a 24 card layout, so you have to give me just a moment. But Daryl's going to fill the space here for me.
Yes, as Deborah was saying, she uses a 24 card layout. And again, they're just ordinary playing cards. And
anybody can learn to do this. I do teach it.
Trust me, if I can learn to do this, you can learn to do this. It's that easy.
And Lisa does it too, and she's pretty awesome at this method. Daryl's very good at giving you the male perspective, ladies. If you have a question pertaining to somebody that likes to call you very late at night or wants you going out the back door while somebody is knocking on the front door, this is your man. This is your card reader right here.
Yep.
And what your listeners can't see, is, but what your scopers are commenting on, is you have a very sweet hat there, Daryl.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. For me, I wear different hat every week. If you want me to wear a special cap that you want me to see me in, send it to me.
And you will receive a 1 hour free phone reading with Ma. Ma. Yes.
That's a great deal.
I will call you and we will go through all the little nitty gritty questions concerning your life, and we will have you on the path to success and happiness at the end of that hour. So yes, this is going to be Daryl's motif. Is different hats, and the crazier the better.
Yes.
So if you got a hat, let us know and we'll give you the address where you can send it. Now, pertaining to your reading there,
cool.
Lisa.
So excited.
He misses you like crazy. Oh my goodness, this guy is going through his emotional paces where if it were possible, he would crawl through crushed glass just to get to you. And I'm not saying this to pump some sunshine up your skirt either. This is absolutely true. This is a man here who tends to fear commitment. He has not had very many lasting relationships. Actually, the army has been basically his one and only. But it's getting to the time of his life where maybe there needs to be a little bit more substance instead of all that flash and gunfire and, you know.
Smell of cordite.
So I just want you to know, oh, yes.
Oh.
He is so counting the days, looking so forward to seeing you. And I think you will hear from him, like, through the telephone, like, just when you least expect it.
Ooh.
So be prepared. He is trying to reach you and stay in touch with you every chance he gets. Now, remember, Lisa says these cards are a manifestation tool, and I tend to really believe her because as I'm doing this, I'm laying down an intention for each of you. And while we're doing that, we are sending out energy that will use the law of attraction, which I find to be extremely powerful. And I also believe in magic, so I guess we've got all the bases covered. And you'd be amazed. The miracles, literally, that can happen as a result of this method.
And it's absolutely amazing that every time Deborah does cards about Lisa's
boyfriend
here, within an hour to 48 hours, he calls.
Yes.
That's very true.
So I'm sending another comment to him saying, call her. She wants to hear your voice. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, that sparked a question from Nadia.
Okay.
Nadia would like to know, do you see a relationship for her in the near future?
Well, Nadia, I'd like to know, apparently you're not involved with anyone right now, which is the basis for your question.
She hasn't, it's very true. She is not involved with anyone right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, my grandmother always said that the four suits of the deck are the equivalent of the four elements of creation. So when we do make an intention with the deck, we are literally creating reality. So while perhaps there's nobody special in your life right now, these cards can really get something cooking. Like Daryl said about Lisa getting phone calls from her beloved, who's on the other side of the world. And others, and even for myself, I find that these cards really can be dead on when it's something we truly want for ourselves.
And while Deb is going ahead and putting out her spread, I went ahead and just pulled a Romance Angel Oracle card for you to take a peek at. And it just says, worth waiting for. And to let you know that your soulmate relationship requires a little bit of patience at this time, because there are a few factors involved. So just as you may be getting ready for him, he is getting ready for you.
I agree completely. And it just blows my mind, Lisa, that you just expressed all of that, because that was exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to try and hurry here because we're coming up on our first break. But I want to tell you, it's as if you're coming to a fork in the road, and there's many possibilities. If you look at the future as an intent, we'll say an immense sea of opportunity, there will be potential partners beating a path to your door. Now, I do want you to know there is a certain individual here that I feel is from a past relationship who has a broken heart in relation to you. And if you can think back and put a name to who I'm referring to, this is someone that truly wants to make another go of it. Doesn't mean you have to. I just wanted to share with you that these feelings are extremely strong in your cards. I do feel that home, family, marriage, security, stability, these are all extremely important aspects to your life that you want to build as a foundation, and it's all coming to you. I would say by this time next year, you will be with the one that you are intended to marry. Now, take that information, take it to the bank, because I really, really believe you are on the footpath to a beautiful life with the one who's going to love you like you've never been loved before.
All right, let's go to break here. We'll be right back. We'll talk to y'all in a few minutes.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carey Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, Daryl. And today our topic is a very loose, what does your future hold? In the sense that you can ask about any aspect of your life. You can also ask about others in your life as far as how, what their feelings are, what their agenda might be where you are concerned. Basically, the sky's the limit. Daryl is our intuitive co-host. Yes. And we have Lisa, who is running Periscope for us. So don't forget, it's a free app. Get it on your phone or your, what is it, tablets? Okay. Get it on your tablets. Get it on your phones. And then you can watch us as we're giving you your reading. All right.
I have a question from Sophia, and she would like to know if she's going to be in a relationship soon.
Boy, that's a good question.
Yep, and if there are no prospects, watch and see what happens as a result of your reading.
Exactly. Once that intention goes out there, energy following thought, I just bring that person you want right to your door.
Right. And if we sometimes stop and think, what if all of this is just imaginary? Then we should be able to make it whatever we want it to be as far as our lives, our future. It's those people who wallow in despair, the ones that are so helpless and think that they deserve nothing but gloom and doom. Those are the folks that really need to get lifted up, which is what you do, Lisa, here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. Don't you just love that?
A little segue. Yes. Well, Sophia, I pulled a card for you from the Angel Oracle deck, and actually the card I pulled is the wedding card, and what that is saying is that either you have an upcoming wedding or you're going to go to somebody's wedding where you may have the chance to meet somebody. So just kind of keep an eye out for that.
I do think you're exactly right. I think it's a wedding she is going to attend.
Ooh.
But you know how weddings can stir up all sorts of emotions inside of us. If we're in a bad relationship, we can feel really kind of disturbed at a wedding. Or, you know what I mean, gloomy. If you're not with anybody, weddings can be a really lonely environment. But what I'm seeing for her is that she's going to meet a man at this particular upcoming wedding. You may not even know about the wedding as yet, but it is coming, I would say, within the next 3 months or so. And, oh, you are so not going to like this particular individual that is going to have a sarcastic wit. Okay. And almost seem like the personality is mocking you, but really he is absolutely charmed right out of his shoes and socks for you. And he just doesn't know how to go about it right. You're going to he's going to rub you the wrong way at first, but all of a sudden she's going to start seeing him everywhere. Not like he's stalking you, but just that fate will have put them both on the same trajectory, I guess you could say. Yes. So this is one who I feel holds soulmate characteristics for you. Seriously, and not all soulmates are meant to become permanent life partners, but they're meant to inspire us and to challenge us. And this is somebody who's going to be coming into your life to help you to grow. To help you to feel what it's like to have your hair set on fire.
Woo!
Due to the amount of passion that such friction can create. So I would like to say that she should check back to it with us in a future show, and we'll check the cards again. But I think this is coming to you very soon. I'm seeing by September that she should be involved in a relationship with somebody of a soulmate nature for her. So, yes,
how
I like
exciting.
That.
Exciting.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
We have a follow-up question from a listener who tunes into your show. And her first name is Stacy.
Okay.
She has been slightly estranged from someone she's been interested in, but was recently contacted this past week. And in light of the recent contact, wants to know if you seem to think it might be going to happen.
Good question. Okay, Stacy, this one's for you.
And while you're getting those cards all hot and bothered, let's see what the Angel Oracle message is for Stacy today. I have pulled the Playfulness card, which really just says it's time to recapture some romance in your life, to go out and play, allow your inner youthful spirit to have some fun. So if you found yourself kind of staying inside and tapping into that inner demon gloom, let the sunlight come in and shine and bring out those big dimples and smiles.
Well, Stacy, I definitely perceive you through the Queen of Hearts. There is definitely a side to you that is very sensitive and full of heart for this particular individual, man, that you have had contact with this past week. Now, I'm going to just give you the whole story right here in a nutshell. What I'm perceiving from this layout for you is that both of you are on a strong collision course that is meant to bring the two of you together. Now, I'm seeing spouses, partners out of the picture. And it's a time for, like you said, for playfulness. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of playing that needs to go on here, because the two of you come through is so incredibly frustrated that, well, let's just say it'll be like spontaneous combustion.
Ooh.
Yes. So you are on a course where you are meant to pursue and see this relationship with this man through to a point of either being together or getting it out of your system. And if you pressed me, if you said, I'm putting a gun to your head, mm-hmm. Deb, what is going, I would say that your partners are going to become hurt because the two of you have a destiny to share. But remember, you control that. And if you two are going to be together, then I would say, make sure you handle these breakups with a great deal of compassion and care. If they want to fight over dishes and vacuum cleaners, let go of the rope. Mm-hmm. Say, here, go ahead. There are more dishes and vacuum cleaners in the world. Let them have what they want. Because the saying I hear is the winning move is not to play mm-hmm. in terms of this breakup. So that's what I got for you, Stacy. I definitely feel the two of you are colliding. Your worlds are colliding. So there you have it. I think that she is meant to share a future with this man. Sometimes we can marry people for all the right reasons at the time. And then what happens? We start outgrowing the relationship, or we start moving at a pace where the partner isn't keeping up with us. And it doesn't mean the marriage was wrong. It just means
it grew in different directions.
It did, and it's over. So I've always felt that a relationship is either thriving or dying. It doesn't really sit in a stagnant state. It's going one way or the other because we're constantly changing. Try to think of yourself as inside of a great big wind tunnel. The future is blustering towards you and the past is, you know, flowing away. That's what the present is like right now. So.
All right. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We're still waiting for a caller.
And Pamela Hopkins will be joining us shortly. You definitely don't want to miss her.
Yeah.
She's got some awesome insights. And boy, this lady is right on target with her energy healing that she does. You can call in and talk to her, too.
Yep.
Now, do you have another question for us?
I have a question I'd like to throw out for Bernadette, also a frequent listener of the show. She's been seeing someone for about 2 weeks now, and she says they have yet to be intimate, which is outside of her normal realm of getting to know somebody. And first name of this individual is Matt. Wants to know if maybe this one will be the one.
Well, it seems it's getting off to a stumbling in the beginning here. But, you know, we remember we have to always, right, I hear you. We have to always let timing happen. Own well time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we try to rush things and we don't get very far. For instance, I know a young lady who has put together a fabulous book. It's a how-to book that has sat for literally years. And all of a sudden now, she's pulled it out of her files on her computer, which were all starting to get real dusty. And it couldn't be more timely now. So let your gut lead the way. Let it, trust your own gut. Ooh, Bernadette, wow, okay. And I feel that I'm learning now that if I draw too many cards, that card is meant to be there. Well, my perception is that there is a obstacle right now pertaining to the intimacy in this relationship. And you know what? It's happening for a reason. It's happening for the two of you to get to know each other on a different level and to make sure that you really are compatible in entirely different ways. Mm. Don't put the pressure on. He's going to be able to be your wild stallion when the time is right for him. And you can't make something work if it isn't within its own sense of timing. So learn to enjoy each other. And you being the therapist, Lisa, yep. I'm sure you could say there are lots of ways to be very sensual together.
Absolutely.
And besides, you seem to scare the bejesus out of this guy. So let him settle down a little bit. Learn how to kiss and cuddle. And gosh, Bernadette, I'm sorry, I am out of time. We have to go to break.
All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back, folks. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819.
We want to hear from you.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Debra Lee. Debra's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Debra how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Debra Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee, and our special guest, Pamela Hopkins.
And of course, you, our darling intuitive co-host. We also have Lisa, who is an expert behind the scenes with Periscope today. So, Pamela, thank you so much for coming in. I know you have such a busy schedule, and it was wonderful of you to agree to pop in today and give us some insights.
As it's always my pleasure.
Matrix energy healer. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're also a clinical
licensed clinical social worker.
Thank you. And you should see her wall. It's full of all sorts of diplomas and degrees, and you name it, seems she's got it.
Yeah. I spent about $200,000 in different healing techniques. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would definitely say you're qualified. And you know what? There are people that come to visit Pamela, and this is no joke, that it'll be like a couple, two, three sessions, and whatever their issue was that brought them in, they seem to be walking out burden-free.
I know. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
I love that. I love that. I feel very blessed that I can help people in that way. And they're really helping themselves, Deb. Yeah, I'm just helping them to become empowered and kind of connect with their intuition and their inner knowing and give them some practical steps to be able to move on in their life and manifest that love and joy and happiness and prosperity that we all want.
And yet for a lot of us, it seems like such a big, scary step. How do we know when it's time to see a counselor or a therapist?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know?
Well, I you know, what I love about what I'm doing now is I don't think of my work as traditional psychotherapy. Even though I am a licensed clinical social worker, I call it empowerment therapy. And so if you can think of yourself as somebody that feels stuck, or, you know, you're spending, you know, half the time not feeling like you're getting the things that you want in your life, then I would suggest that you take this course. And if you look at it as self-empowerment, if you look at it like taking a computer course or something that you feel passionate about, you're going to change your life, because it's a combination of some talk therapy. It's a lot of inner empowerment skills that I teach through quantum physics. That's all about the law of attraction, how to create what you want. And then it's some energy therapy that people can learn to do on themselves. And then it's just getting out of the way in their head and allowing everything to happen.
You also do a lot of work with the inner child, which a lot of us try to ignore those little girls and little
that
boys.
That are running the show.
Yeah, so the folks on Periscope, maybe you could address that and tell mm-hmm. them a little bit about their little boys and little girls.
I think all of us have said, oh my God, he acts like such a little boy. Or, you know, I just feel like I was acting out and I couldn't stop it. Like a kid, you know, or out of control. And really the truth is those are the inner parts of us that are screaming and yelling and really are acting out because they're waiting to be loved and nurtured. And when we learn some very simple techniques called self-acceptance and self-nurturing, you know what's different in 2016 than any time ever is that all the empowerment is from within. We don't have to worry about changing anybody else, because once we start to change, everybody else is going to get on board that's in our life.
And so will our lives.
Yes.
Change.
Yes. So it's easy. Instead of trying to change a man or change a woman or change a child or job or your boss or your money situation or your health, it's really about going inside to the parts of you that are screaming, which we call our inner little children, and loving yourself more and relaxing and then taking the courage of walking through your life and watching it start to change. And it's really that simple.
And Pamela, for those who are joining us that have not been with us in the past, your life wasn't a bed of roses either. I mean, it's not like you just walked down the primrose path and she's just spouting all these wonderful words of wisdom. But the fact is, this lady, there's very little you could bring to her that she hasn't experienced herself.
And sometimes still get to. But, you know, it's really interesting. I can honestly say that I've probably been through everything I've been through. My parents were divorced. They were both heavy drinkers. There was a lot of sexual abuse that I was exposed to as a child. I've been through three divorces. I've had three boys that have had alcohol and drug issues. You know, I can go on and on and on. But the more that I changed, the more that I learned how to combine this connection, this higher connection, with some simple tools of self-empowerment, bringing in a little bit of inner child work, a little bit of quantum physics of how do we do this law of attraction or manifestation. And as I've changed, everybody in my family's changed. My kids are just excelling. My business is excelling. My clients are, you're right, it's not the normal turnaround time here. Well, I had a young girl come in yesterday morning and she said, I've been to therapy all my life, and in one visit, I got more out of the last therapist I saw in the last year and a half. Wow. That's what I said. Wow.
Well, sometimes I wonder, is there real agenda to try to keep people so dependent on them that they're making good money in the long run, where you're not doing that to turn a fast buck by keeping somebody having to cling to you? You want to make them empowered and well, where they can go out and live a healthy, happy life.
You know, I think the change in my practice from other therapists, and I really do believe that there's good therapists out there, and I really do believe that they're doing what they've been taught in school. And so I don't want to say that they're doing anything for any personal reasons. I do think that the whole system is designed on, you know, let me diagnose you, let me work on you, let me help you with the medication, where really it needs to be on, let's teach you how to go inside, go to those inner parts inside of you, how to redefine who you are and the possibilities in your life and teach you tools. But I didn't learn this in school.
No.
I learned this through going through all of these different energy healing and studying quantum physics, and I don't know. It's just, I think, taking the personal experiences I've had too.
Please, folks, call in. You'll get a chance to communicate with Pamela here and experience some of her amazing healing. I've seen you do it right over the show.
No, it would be my pleasure. It would be my pleasure.
And it would give you a chance to see what somebody who is involved in the healing arts from this aspect. It gives you a chance to see what it's all about, and then maybe find somebody in your location who
you do healing also with the personal prophecy cards. So you've started to move into manifestation also.
Oh yes,
you?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I think it's kind of a thing that walks hand in hand with other methodologies. For instance, with Reiki or with mediumship, we have an awesome medium here at the Healing Fountain, and with Pamela's work. Well, I want to tell you real quickly here, I don't want to take your time, but away from us talking to you, but I came, when we first came to Pamela, Daryl and I, he was, had just received a devastating diagnosis of renal cell cancer that turned out to be the biggest tumor they had seen at the local teaching hospital. And yet Pamela, we didn't know if he was going to survive. I mean, that's how dire the situation was. Pamela has this bed. What is it? It's a biomat.
Biomat. Mm-hmm.
She gets you up there. She had him up on that bed, and it was like watching a wizard or a, you know, just a, oh, her arms are in the air, and she's calling in all these angels. And I have to tell you, sitting there watching this, I knew he was going to survive that surgery. I just knew it. And he most certainly did.
And that was 3 years ago?
Yes.
Yay, 4 years ago. Oh,
and
my
look
gosh.
At, look how far we've all come. So,
and I, you know what I love about it is Daryl's a trooper anyway. I mean, you can't hold him down. But he just was able to be in the energy that nurtured and loved him. And he was able to work with you and build his own intuition and that own personal connection. And you're literally, Daryl, the proof in the pudding here. Mm-hmm. Proof in the pudding.
Yep. And it didn't matter how bad I felt that day. Just walking in the door here relieved so much of it.
You get the feeling walking in the healing, not to sound like a commercial, but the Healing Fountain has an atmosphere that is filled with serenity and peace.
And love.
Love.
And family.
It is. Mm-hmm. We are all so warm and personal here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to break, Pamela, I want you to know I do have questions from our listeners to ask you. But if somebody calls in and would like a little Pamela healing,
yeah, I can give you some of this wonderful energy I'm zapped to give you.
Before we sign off for the day, it would be wonderful. So, Daryl, want to give that number one more time?
It's 1-800-930-2819. All right, let's go to break. We'll be right back in a couple minutes, folks. See you soon.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Debra Lee. Debra's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Debra how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Debra Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulous host, Debra Lee, and our special guest, Pamela Hopkins.
And also Lisa, who's out there running Periscope for all of you. So, Pamela, we have received many email questions for you, one of which I would like to shoot out to you right now is how to be authentic in a relationship. How to be who you are.
I love that. You know, that is the number one thing that helps people accelerate and have more success in their life than anything. But I think if this person's asking how to do it, I think you need to focus on who you really are in the most heart-focused way possible and the most fun way possible. So if you authentically really feel strong about something, whether it doesn't matter, it could be some form of playing art or music, or, you know, maybe you're left wing or right wing in politics, who knows? Whatever it is that you feel positive about, be authentically real to that, express it, but express it through your heart with fun and passion.
Unfortunately, though, for a lot of us, we will put on like masks and pretend to be something we're not, just so that people will like us or fall in love with us. Mm-hmm. And the unfortunate thing when you do something like that is they're going to eventually see who you are.
Well, that's the whole key. The whole key is to be authentic. The whole key for this person is asking is, how do I be true to myself and authentic? In my reality and in my world, this universe or God, that's the only thing that we've come here to do, is really be authentically real and true to ourselves. And when we realize that the people that we're trying to adjust to and not be authentic really don't matter. What creates matter is the way we feel, always, 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 the way that we're showing passion. And then what happens is we emit, or we kind of send out this light of who we are, what we're having fun with. And out of nowhere, here comes this person showing up and saying, I love the way you think. I love the way you are. I love what you're into. And then you attract where you're at.
However, what if you've put up a picture, say, on the internet that misrepresents what you really look like? I mean, there's many, many folks that out there are putting up pictures from like 20 years ago. And I feel that their rationale is, well, if they fall in love with what I say, it won't matter when they meet me that I'm not who they thought I was.
And I'm 40 pounds heavier. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that some people are being not authentically true to who they really are, and then they're hoping that it'll turn out if they're not telling the truth.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I have a lot of understanding and compassion for that. But the truth of the matter is their work is looking at themselves and accepting themselves from the inside and really, really being committed to being truthful to who they are.
Is it a self-esteem issue, do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's a self-esteem and a fear. And it's also a society-based kind of belief that you have to have a certain look. And I can't honestly say that that's wrong or that they won't have some of those experiences. But you can either have short-term fun and illusion or long-term satisfaction and the real deal. So, you know, this is the thing. The people that are doing that and that are not being authentically real, this is to themselves. And then they're not going to get that authentic, real love.
Exactly.
So they really want to be the best that they can be at any point in their life and feel good. And then authentically represent yourself that way. And then just stay true to who you are. Stop looking at what's showing up.
So true. And I love when we see couples where, let's say, she's stunningly beautiful and he's on the homely side, or vice versa. And I think there's somebody that just was who they are, that he's funny, or, you know, she's just a free spirit or whatever it might be. But it didn't come down to being the members of the beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that everybody is looking for that inner peace and that inner love and that inner long-term satisfaction. And I think that we've learned to get it the easier, quick ways by putting on fake pictures or, you know, just trying to supplement one way or another. But what I teach at the Healing Fountain and what I really try to practice with myself is self-acceptance, self-love, feeling really, really good, the best I can be, and just knowing as I stay in that energy and putting out what I want, that person that's going to come back to me, even if I'm fearful that I'm not enough, if I stay in the right energy and I send out this light and this energy and it is going out, physics, quantum physics, the law of attraction shows that there's no way that it can't show up. So it has to show up. So
now, one of the questions also we received was how to recover from betrayal. Mm-hmm. For instance, if somebody has put out this veneer that is so false from who they are and you feel betrayed, or somebody actually does betray you, mm-hmm. which there's a lot of that online.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller, pal.
Oh, great. Right. Great, great, great.
Let's go to our first caller, Ann from California.
Hello, Ann.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my phone call. How are you, ladies?
We are doing just wonderful here in sunny Virginia for a change.
Yes, beautiful sunny Virginia.
With Pamela here, you're going to get the best of two worlds. So would you please explain to us your situation and what question you'd like us to help you with? And we don't have much time, so let's work fast.
My relationship with the friend, the gentleman, I don't know, do you feel that he broke up with me, so this relationship is finished?
Mm. So what I'm hearing you say is you just had a breakup, Anne, and you're wondering if it's completely finished, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not really a breakup, but he just stopped communicating about 3-4 weeks ago or something like this. And even we talked a little bit, there is no suggestion to go out together or do anything. So
you know, one of the things that I want to say to you, and our doctor here is doing the card, so she's going to get a lot of information. But one of the things that I think is really important for you, just listening to you, Anne, is that you sound delightful, you sound beautiful, you sound sweet. And my concern for you is that getting no information at all is something that you really want to be looking at. I mean, I think there's a message here just by somebody that completely stops communicating with you. And I feel like if this is something you really care about this person with, I think that I would find out what's going
on. Exactly. That's what I see in your cards, Anne, that you really need to take the upper hand here and ask for an explanation. I don't think that's unjustified at all.
And the other side of this coin is I suspect if this is happening with this guy, then this has probably happened before with you. Is that right?
Yeah, and he just came from vacation, so I don't feel I want to ask him. He's probably not available or not interested, so I just wanted some confirmation.
Well, the biggest confirmation is that you deserve better, that him not talking to you at all speaks a lot. So even if he did come around, I would imagine this is how he dances. Every once in a while, he just disappears. And the real question for you is, what is the lesson for me? That's your question that you're asking
yourself.
And
I was married to someone like that, and it will tear your heart out trying to deal with somebody that just disconnects and disappears. And, oh, and we are so sorry. We've got 1 minute left. Please call us next Friday. We will further discuss with you. We have to run, hon. I'm so sorry. To everybody that has joined us, I want to leave you with the words of my grandmother, who always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Thanks so much, Pamela, Lisa, Gerald, and Brian. Thank you, everybody.
Everybody
Thank
have you. A great week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.